patient's first name is Robert, last name Scott, date of birth 072782, date of encounter 080624, history of present illness. This is a 42-year-old male, post-MBA, continued pain from being rear-ended in approximately 1 month ago. Did report going to the emergency room where he thinks the CT was performed with possible whiplash, continued pain with sciatica bilaterally, or with shooting pain down both legs, and he does report numbness on the right side of his hand towards the fingers, and that it hurts him to move, to get up and down from a seated position. No loss in bladder function. Next paragraph, medical history, non-contributory. Surgical history, non-contributory. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Social history, no reports of smoking or alcohol use. Next paragraph, orders. We'll get in clinic cervical and lumbar x-rays to rule out fracture. We'll send out for an MRI and start next paragraph, assess or physical exam. General appearance is no acute distress, alert oriented times 3, patient, EENT exams within normal limits, neck, a stiffness upon left lateral rotation, multiple spasms noted, bilateral trapezius muscles, respiratory system is clear breath sounds, all 4 quadrants, abdomen is soft and non-tender, cardiovascular system is regular rate and rhythm, skin is without rash or lesions, focused exam on the lower back shows positive pain with flexion and extension and left lateral rotation and positive straight leg raise bilaterally, negative crossover bilaterally, deep tendon reflexes are +2 bilaterally in the lower extremities, pedal pulses are normal in both extremities. Sciatic runs down the left side to approximately mid-knee. On the right side, runs down to approximately mid-thigh. No drop foot noted. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Cervicalgia and low back pain with sciatica. We'll currently taking NSAIDs. We'll add a muscle relaxer. We'll send out for an MRI, and we'll also send out for physical therapy to follow up in 1 month to evaluate condition. Patient was discharged in stable condition.